Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Cabaret, where we feature our best live entertainment across the Front Range. Our special guest tonight is Andrew Sturt's Quartet. Andrew has played the River Lights Festival in South Bend, Indiana, the Traverse City Microbrew and Music Festival in beautiful Traverse City, Michigan, and our own Arise Festival in Loveland. Tonight, he and his quartet are playing for you on Cabaret, so don't touch that dial.
Gateway to another lonely heart is to tell the truth, which you've done so far. So don't give up, you'll find another way. As long as you don't wait, oh Eleanor, I think you're so unsure. Just lay your heart on the line. Oh, Eleanor, I think you're so unsure. Just lay your heart on the line. Oh, you can't go back down to that lonely street you're in, but instead find a good, good friend to share a book with on a Friday night at home. But you still feel alone. Failed in so many ways, it gave me no chance. So I gave up the chase. Now I know your story so well. In your own heart is where you still dwell. Oh, Eleanor, I think you're so unsure. Got now is furnace wood. not so bad. Without her, it's not so bad. Now the notes from the music that you knew so well begin to fade. It all feels like hell. Life is demanding, but you'll quell the storm. You've done this
Thank you guys for tuning in. This is a real treat here on KGNU. We're honored to be here. We do one more for y'all, and then take a little break and talk a little bit. Normally my banter's a lot worse, so I'm just gonna stop there. We'll stop there.
Perfect one, never disgraced, and you've got me down to a T. I'm the lost one, that's what you preach. Committed no crime, still in line for things I didn't do. Mercy and cue with no clue what I am to you. You'll never see. I'm left wondering where you were at a younger age. I did my worst, so strike for your judgment. You could be wrong. You feel all better, baby. Move right along. Committed no crime. Yeah, I'm still in line for things I didn't do. Persecute with no clue what I am to you. You'll never see. Try to bring everything to life, and then you would realize we aren't so different. We aren't so different, you and I.
Welcome to Cabaret. I'm your host tonight, Dano, and with us tonight is the fabulous Andrew Stritz Quartet. How you guys doing tonight?
Doing great.
Oh, cool.
We're great, thank you.
Great. I'm glad to have you. So this is wonderful. I love your music.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. I was curious. Before I get going with my first question, can you introduce your quartet?
Yeah,
for
absolutely.
Our audience, please.
Yeah, the people I'm extremely lucky to play with, I can do that. This is Cortland Carpenter on cello. I'm pointing. You can't see it, but I'm pointing
it.
Aggressively. Yeah, this is Cortland Carpenter on cello and vocals. And then we have Will Kipper here on bass and vocals as well. He has an extreme flu. And so
it's gone now. I'm still draining.
And then we got Jim Herlihy on banjo. He doesn't have the flu.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, this is an interesting setup. I've never seen one for a singer-songwriter type of vein before. Banjo and then cello, which Cortland plays, and then acoustic bass. I mean, that's not so unusual, but the cello with acoustic bass and then the banjo. You put it all together, it's unusual. How did you come up with the idea for this configuration?
Yeah, so I've always been inspired by groups that look like this. Sometimes not everything they do. You know, we get typecasted as bluegrass, I think, just by looks. when we come onto a stage.
Because you have a banjo.
Right, right. Yeah, exactly. It's because of it's your fault, Jim. Yeah. So I've been inspired by groups that usually use an orchestration like this. And so for me, it's just always been a... I know these guys from separate worlds, so it's really nice for me. I've known Will. We've played jazz together. I've sang with him and his band, Fleet Ami. Jim and I have been friends forever. When I first got here 4 years ago, went to his open mic there at Twisted Pine, and then Cortland is my girlfriend, and we've met through music as well. So it's an ideal situation regardless of the instrument. But otherwise, because I'd have these guys play on my stuff playing kazoos. I'd have each of them play kazoos, and then I would play guitar.
Maybe that could be the bonus track of your upcoming record.
Please don't spoil it.
I just did. I'm sorry about that. So what having this kind of configuration, what does that do for your songwriting? I mean, does it take it any certain way?
Yeah, it does a lot. I'm not throwing away songs as much. That's really nice. So that's been really great. I can take a song and I can think differently now with the group, which is great. Having this type of orchestration, there's so much we can do in terms of changing the rhythm on things or giving more depth to certain songs. And for me as a songwriter, it's too easy for me. It's very
well, that's great.
Yeah, which is great. I mean, again, I don't often say this, but it's a blessing.
And then I guess, you know, having all these great instrumentalists, it allows, you know, that last piece that you played, that little piece where you guys were playing in unison together, you know, the banjo and the cello and everything like that. That was really beautiful. So I guess it helps you develop things like that too.
Yeah. And I'm not the one that comes up with it, you know, and that's the coolest part, is that everyone here contributes to their own part, and they push the song to another place that I can't do it by myself. And I don't write those parts. It's really, really great.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So it keeps everybody involved then.
Oh yeah, I would hope. They're all shaking their heads.
Yes, we're shaking our heads. Yes.
So you've been in the Boulder area for 4 years.
Yeah.
How long has it been, or with this configuration, this quartet?
It's been probably about a year now, I think. Maybe a little bit more than that. But with consistently playing, we'd probably shorten it to 7 or 8. I'm just making this a math show, and then maybe it's 4 months to some people. I think it's been about a year, and then otherwise it's been me doing singer songwriter stuff for quite a while. So it's really nice.
I almost made it out to the show you played in Castle Rock.
Oh yeah,
It was last month maybe, or this month.
Yeah, it was our first. It was my first time even stepping in Castle Rock, so it was really, really strange. We played in Colorado Springs before, but never stopped on the way. It was a lot of fun. I think we're going to be heading back there in April or somewhere around that time.
Do you play with the quartet when you do those kind of shows in the brew pub? Or?
Yeah, we try to. Yeah, so we're trying to attend every show that we're doing. We have so many. We're getting more. We have so many. We have so many shows.
It's going to happen.
No.
we're faith. It's going to happen. This is great.
Well, thank you. Well, yeah, we're really excited, and it's we want to see the band at every show. But when it picks up, everyone here has their own other project, and it gets.
Sure.
It gets hard
sure.
in that sense. But yeah, that's the dream.
All right. And one last thing. Notice that you have a record coming out in the spring of 2020.
Yeah. So it's probably closer to summer. I have like a placeholder that just says generically a date in the future. But I think we actually are in pre-production. So we have all these songs you're hearing tonight. We have actually recorded with a friend of ours and are getting together all of our notes, and then we're going to bring into the studio and finally get these down. So,
all right.
Pre-pro.
Sounds exciting. And when we come back on the next break, we'll talk about the upcoming gigs that you guys have.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you guys want to play next?
We're going to play a tune that we've been playing for, that I've been playing for quite a while, called Changing by the Second. I just got a windscreen for my mic, so on those first three songs, if I was adding like a really cool breathing technique, just applaud me after this song. I don't know why I'm saying that. They told me before I came on that I could start doing a radio voice, and I'm so tempted.
I think you have a radio voice.
Thank you.
Just the way it is.
And this next...
All right, here we go.
fight you. Don't wanna pretend I got nothing to live for. You're the perfect end, and that's not something you can't handle, babe. I'm running out, girl. I'm gonna leave that affection you, boy, you ain't gonna receive. That's not something you can handle, babe. You know I can't guarantee that you'll be you and I'll be me. 'Cause we're changing by the second, changing by the second, you'll see. You can change your mind, leave your love behind. That don't mean anything when I leave you behind. And hey, that's not something you can handle, you can handle, babe. You know I can't guarantee that you'll be you and I'll be me. 'Cause we're changing by the second, changing by the second, you'll see. I don't understand how I could be a man when you don't show me the love I'm looking for. When I reach for that heart of yours, I feel you so bad. So I think I'll just go leave your feelings on the floor, babe. You know I can't guarantee that you'll be you and I'll be me. 'Cause we're changing by the second, changing by the second, you'll see. 'Cause we're changing by the second, changing by the second, you'll see. 'Cause we're changing by the second, changing by the second, you'll see.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, thank you, thank you. They're giving us 1,000 compliments in here. I know you can't hear it, but everyone's just freaking out.
And you don't have to call anybody in here, sir, because we all live. We all work for a living. Old joke,
right? I'm like, I don't know what's happening. I'm not. I don't like joking that much, so it's actually an offense to me. Speaking of getting old, I'm getting old, and this is a song that I wrote when I was really young, 25, very young at 25. This is a song I wrote called Quarter Life Crisis. It's a grand old tune.
Sorry, banjo tuning.
Jim's just tuning for a second. Jim is an incredible tuner. We've watched him tune thousands of times. And it gets better each time. It's hard to not watch, you know? For those viewers at home.
Pretty headstock, too, on that banjo.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
No, tuning's part of the show. You know? We want to give the listener the full experience. And that includes the tuning between the tunes.
Every time he tunes, we take a little bit more money away.
He'll be owing you money pretty soon.
From nothing to negative. Nothing.
We bankrupt him.
All right, that should be good.
Okay.
just be thankful it's not a bagpipe.
I mean,
oh, man, now we got some ideas.
Maybe soon. Yeah. All right.
All right.
job, I need a cigarette. Pretend it's putting my nerves straight to bed. And now you know my bad habit that I just picked up. Oh, quarter life crisis. Faces from the faces I know, but I'll still find a different direction to go. It's a problem I can't solve, but at least I know. Try and find my passion again, the one I left in Michigan.
That's for all the 25-year-old people out there that are going to make it to age 100. Kudos. Kudos for knowing ahead of time. This is the most dangerous microphone I've ever had the pleasure of being on.
I have to tune again. Don't look at me.
Oh, now this is my favorite part. No, not really. I love it all.
Yeah, this next tune is it's a song called Carnival that I wrote way back in the day for a friend who he had gone to a or his girlfriend had gone to a party and cheated on him. It's a very sad story, but she was very drunk and cheated on him with Lance Bass circa No Strings Attached. That was the costume, which I mean, we probably all would have done that, right? Lance Bass circa No Strings Attached. Come on, we're all gonna do that anyway. I wrote this song. This has nothing to do with this song. In fact, it's just a story that is from the song. But I wrote a song, and it's a lot darker and sadder than that. And so there's no Lance Bass mention. So you'll notice that. It's a fun trivia about this song. There's no Lance Bass in this. You don't need to be right there.
You want to double check that?
I can go on about Lance Bass.
Yeah, maybe you should go on. I mean...
It's only a banjo.
Awkward tuning with awkward banter together makes for good radio.
Yeah, it makes for great radio.
I think that's the first thing they learn when they start radio.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. All right, 1 second.
T-Sip.
Hey, Brian. Okay.
All right.
This one's called Carnival.
Carnival, I was nearly invisible. She lifted up that mask for a kiss. Not mine, not mine, only black, fade back to the corner of the room. Put down this drink I'd consume. I had come to expect this, accept this had finally taken me down. Dressed up, she messed up, and I lost my mind. She probably did it to me almost half the time. She dressed up, she messed up, and I lost my mind. My mind. Emily's wasted again. October weekend. Emily's wasted again. October. To 10 missed calls. At this point, I was used to it all. Apologies rang through my ear. She's so good, she's so good. It sounded sincere. Wasted again. woke up to ten missed calls.
Nonetheless, a very pretty song, though. I liked it. I liked it.
That one goes out to Lance Bass.
There you go. We're here tonight in Cabaret with Andrew Stewart's quartet. And I don't know what happened to my voice. I'm usually like, I got a voice of like an auctioneer, but I sound so quiet or something. I don't know. I don't know what. I guess it's airplanes. I was flew in on an airplane yesterday. So
it's the airplane. It's probably we just have such an intense like presence.
Could be.
Yeah.
That could be. Yeah.
We're very intimidating. We all dress like bullies.
Sweaters. All right. Let's talk about where you're going to be at the next few weeks. You got a gig on January 30th in Denver. On 20th Street.
Yeah, so we're playing January 30th. It's a So Far Sounds show, so it's very intimate and exciting, and you're not supposed to know about it. But you heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, but that'll be a fun one. We might do a little competition for that real fast. And then...
Let me back up. What does that mean,
So Far Sounds? What does that mean?
Oh, So Far Sounds? You guys don't know So Far
Sounds? Is that like a coffee house? Or
what? No, so it's there are a whole bunch of living rooms, coffee shops, whatever they want it to be. It could be a business, and they invite a whole... they don't invite people. They have a page where you can sign up to be a part of a show that might be in your neighborhood.
Wow.
And then people can come out to that if you're picked to be a part of that group, and then you can come out. Yeah, and so a lot of them are usually pretty full and fun, and... We are doing a lot of them now, so it's a lot of fun.
Okay, so it's kind of like a grab bag for a concert.
Kind of, yeah. It's basically a little home concerts, but a little more organized than that. So.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday, February 1st, this is going to be a good one, in Longmont, downtown Longmont, Winter Walkabout Showcase.
Yeah, so that'll be really fun. Jessica Carson set that all up, and we're so psyched to be a part. We're going to be playing. I'm actually blanking on the exact venue. I think I wrote it to you.
Old Town Marketplace at 415.
Locked it down. Yes, exactly.
Mountain Time.
Yeah, Mountain Time. Don't forget it. Longmont doesn't change time zones.
But yeah, we're in the same time zone as Longmont and Loveland and Fort Collins.
Yeah, just barely. It's you know, mountain and then suddenly East Coast when you get over to. I don't have the rest of the joke here. But
It'll come.
So we're going to do that. It'll be great. We're really psyched. I know that Jim's band Augustus will be playing there too. It'll be a good old time. So there's a lot of Boulder, Denver musicians there. And so if you get a ticket, there's going to be too much to do. So it'll be a lot of fun.
It looks like a great event. I've done several of those, right?
It's the second year.
This is the second year. Yeah.
Okay. I guess that's several.
Yeah. I would call it several.
More than one.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But that's kind of a cool thing because, you know, Longmont's trying to build their own music scene too, you know, even though I know realize you live in Boulder, but I guess they're trying to develop something. That's a pretty cool idea.
Absolutely, yeah. And I always like going out there. We always like to – we want to set up a show here at Still Cellars soon. It's always a fun place to go play, a little intimate venue out there. So
Great. A few years ago we had the Prairie Scholars, and I guess they set up a monthly series with Cabaret.
Oh, awesome.
Where somebody different would come in every month, you know, just to promote Longmont music scene.
Oh, great. I think it's a scene that we need to be more in, and I think this is one step towards that in Fort Collins. We're coming for you, Fort Collins.
Yeah. What else do you have coming up that for the rest of the year that's maybe not on your webpage that we can reveal right now?
I wish I was that cool. Okay. I'm not. I don't
Focal Mix maybe, or since you mentioned Fort Collins.
I mean, that'd be cool. We can definitely apply for that. Thank you for the reminder. I'm just going to put that down in my notebook right now. But we have nothing. We have
Is that Rambler Sesh?
We have Rambler Sesh February 25th. That'll be a really fun house show. That should be on the website, I think. If not, I'm posting about it pretty constantly on Instagram and Facebook. I don't know if you know about those. So that's a social. Those are both social media platforms.
Great.
Yeah, Andrew, tell us more about these social media platforms. This is brand new to me.
No, that's all right. There's probably a Wikipedia about it.
I need some lessons on social media platforms.
Me too. There's nothing too big coming up right now. I think we're kind of in planning stages for a lot of the summer shows and looking in spring too.
Well, you have a lot going on. I mean, you got to think about the new record and stuff too. So
that's
and then things are
going
to start happening probably.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun stuff happening. We're hoping so. No one here believes in it, so I just keep having to try to get them on board.
All right, that's great.
Does sarcasm come through on radio? Pretty sure it does, right?
So do we want to play another tune?
We'd love to.
I don't think so.
How's that for a segue?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it'll be great.
This is a song called Avalon.
These blue walls, I need to fill them up with artwork by an artist whose name I haven't heard of. It's only just a view, a picture in my life. Bartender, 3 a.m.er, she never has a time. She's funny, just lovely, but will she ever cross that line from being just a view, a picture in my life? These pictures come and go, some faster, some slow, but will one finally show? Avalon, Avalon, Avalon. These blue lights, they keep me up at night. Loud music, drug usage, I think I'll make it out alright. From being just a view, a picture in my life. These pictures come, some faster, some slow, but will one finally show? Avalon, Avalon, Avalon. But will one finally show? Avalon, 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 Avalon.
Andrew, beautiful song. Another beautiful song. But I'm being serious.
Thank you.
But what is the process of you guys writing the songs together? You just come with lyrics and a chorus, and then everybody adds their parts in? Or?
That's basically it as of now. We've yet to truly kind of get a song together. But that's, as I was saying earlier, it's really nice to bring these songs that I've written that are so bare bones and have everyone else write their parts. So in a way, the song becomes everyone else's.
Okay.
I'm the guy who's doing too many vocal runs in between all of it.
Vocal runs.
Yeah.
And so do you guys like write out staff music and stuff, formal sheet music, or do you write out tablature? How do you guys do that?
I recorded all the songs on my iPhone and then just played along with them for a while until I kind of got the hang of it.
Yeah.
When I was first learning the tunes, I made some lead sheets, like very casually. I fit all the songs onto one page.
Okay.
But after a while of just rehearsing them, I memorized them. And then that's kind of when all my parts, I think, started to really develop into their own unique feature of the song.
Okay, so what I heard you say was you kind of play along with it for a while, and after a while, you start thinking of more things to do with the song?
Yeah, more parts to play with it? And I also recorded a lot of rehearsals, and so the process of going back through and listening to everything I played in a rehearsal and picking stuff, I would always be surprised, you know, some stuff I thought was cool I didn't like so much, and other stuff I really did, and or things that were mistakes turned into good ideas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Backed into it. How about you, Caroline?
Well, I live with Andrew, so I've had a lot of time with these songs, which is great, but I didn't really have to write much out because we played them so much together.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Lots of playtime.
Yep.
All right, that's cool. I just was wondering how you did that because it's such an interesting combination, so... at this time, I'd like to thank Brian and George and the rest of the crew for making this room sound so great and everything sounds so crystal clear.
Sounds great.
Yeah,
we're having a blast.
And one more time, you're listening to the Andrew Sturtz Quartet tonight here on Cabaret. So that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do this show, because I would listen to the show and I wouldn't find out till 7:55 who the band was. So I thought, well, if I ever get on that show, I want to make sure I get the name out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I try to do that.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I hate saying it, so it's really nice. I'm an incredible marketer. It's an incredible marketing strategy that includes not saying it.
Well, I'll help you. Speaking of... websites, it's Sturtz, Sturtz, music.com.
That's right.
And you can find them, Andrew Sturtz Music on Facebook.
We're a lot on Instagram. So if you go there, it's where you're going to get a lot of updates. And I have a mailing list. So if you want an email once a year, you can get from there.
I always look forward to those annual emails. Who's this again?
All right. You guys mind if we race through two songs real fast here?
We got plenty of time.
Great. Hot dog. I've always wanted to say that on the radio. Hot dog.
Time slip away with my petty jobs and the love I let fade. My decisions get me down, and someday the right ones will be found. Oh, 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 oh. If the day goes easy, I'll be alright. I will pay my dues another night. If the day goes easy, I'll be alright. I will pay my dues another night. Oh, southern night. Facade is regarded by most as award-winning, but it's not even close. My problems drip down bourbon bottles as a battle rages on. I'm this close to having one. If the day goes easy, I'll be alright. I will pay my dues another night. If the day goes easy, I'll be alright. I will pay my dues. Oh, southern night. Mama, there's just nothing I'd rather be. Oh, sister, there is nothing I'd rather be. Oh, Papa, there is nothing rather be than complete.
I don't have to tell you, I like that song too. we've been listening to the Andrew Sturtz Quartet tonight, and we want to thank you for coming and playing for us tonight at Cabaret. So,
no, we appreciate
it's been
it.
A great hour.
Thanks for having us.
Our yeah. Great 56 minutes, and we still have a few more minutes to use. So,
let's use it quick.
Yeah. No, don't quit.
No, quick. We'll use
oh,
it quick.
Yeah, quick is better than.
We'll
quit.
Use it
don't
to quit.
Quit. We did have a guy here at one time. Said, well, thank you very much, you know, and really enjoyed being on here. And he had us back to the wall, and it turned out to be like 7:50. And we like, we still got 10 more minutes to go. Oh!
Well, we're now I just like the phrase, use it to quit. This is now, this we're using this last song. This is our last song ever. Thank you, guys.
in the whole wide world.
So much, yeah. This is our last song.
Oh, I'm so sad.
That's all right.
That's
a song.
All right.
This is a song called.
Okay. Thank you.
This is a song called "By My My." Thank you guys for having us on. This has been so fun. Hope you guys have liked the tunes and Gagey and you. Beautiful place. Thank you for having
you
us.
So
this
much.
Is great.
Appreciate it.
Ain't worth it, I'll end up hurting in time. But the masochist in me won't let me continue. Oh, oh. She's got me. Tractor beams in vitamin A. Oh, I cannot move. I'm stuck in a groove. I don't know what I'm to do. Oh, 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 oh my, my. I could love her if she ever gave me the time.
Some of these DJs, man, they want every second.